share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It is now public knowledge that India is being hit with a devastating new wave of COVID-19 cases, now standing at 18.8 million cases with the death toll currently at 208,000. Understanding that there is much to be done, UNICEF is joining efforts with other stakeholders to avert further tragic loss of life. To show how efforts are currently underway, here is a clip of what they are doing to help India. Intensive care workers sing, "We shall overcome," before starting their shift in India, where deadly cases of COVID-19 are skyrocketing. UNICEF is racing to provide oxygen concentrators, tests, and protective clothing. Help save a life by donating today. pic.twitter.com/soauhe1rui. UNICEF, at UNICEF, April 30, 2021. In the message, it is understood that UNICEF is racing to provide much-needed oxygen concentrators, tests, and protective clothing. UNICEF is continuing to work with partners to increase access to life-saving oxygen through installation of oxygen generation plants, provide rapid and accurate testing machines, and provide support to communities and essential workers. Hospitals in India are struggling to cope with skyrocketing COVID-19 cases and urgently need oxygen and other critical supplies. Donate today to help save lives. https://t.co/mpeller9p3f7. UNICEF, at UNICEF, May 1, 2021. Currently, UNICEF estimates that $21 million is needed to help save India and have resorted to crowdfunding for assistance. Let's hope that India and many countries around the world will find a way to beat the pandemic. Also read, Sun in India claims COVID-19 positive mother died after police seized oxygen tank to give VIPs. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.